Why does getting to the airport have to be such a dilemma? The driving, parking, finagling a ride? Well, if you take Uber, it doesn't. It's easy. Just install the Uber app. Enter your destination, confirm your location, and within minutes, a car will pick you up. Whether you're catching the red eye or taking off at the crack of dawn, you can request a ride 24/7. So avoid the hassle. Install the Uber app now and take your first ride today. Uber, the better way to get there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about this encounter. The Honky Tonk Man meeting the Superfly, Jimmy Snuka.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to tell you wonderful people out there in TV Wonderland that it's been a long time that the Superfly has been back. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one person that I just like to get something straightened out with. Honky Tonk Man, you know I don't know you, brother. But let me tell you something else. You don't know me. But what you have done to me, brother, remember, what goes around comes around. What goes up must come down. Don't forget it, brother.
Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, shit, just listen.
Huss! Huss! Huss!
Do you know what's not $9.99 and absolutely free?
Debashi Radio Takedown Network.
Do it again.
No.
Do it again.
You do it.
Say Debashi Radio Takedown Network.com.
You do it.
No, do it one more time.
You do it.
I just did. Now you do it again.
No.
SasquatchProWrestling.com.
Thank you for downloading and listening. I'm your host, the Beast from the Middle East, the Yemeni Maniac, the Modern Day Sheik, Thaifala, the Butcher Debashi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just a professional wrestler and entertainer. Right here, another way just to entertain you. If you like this show, spread the word. It's absolutely free to do. Every Thursdays, Chatting with the Chief, with Chief Atakula Kula. Every Friday, myself, Debashi's Radio Takedown. And every Sunday, Love Lock, with yours truly, and Thunder Rosa. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You can subscribe on iTunes and other sources. And you know what? I made it easy for each and every one of you. For all of our links, our latest episodes, and contacts, you can go to www.DobashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. Oh, and one last thing. I am ordained, and I can marry you and give you all your blessing needs. Enjoy the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm a straight.
Welcome to episode 12. I'm your host, and I'm excited. My guest today, she is gearing up for a big event on February 18th, Sabotage Wrestling. Hey, ladies, at 926 Cleella Avenue, Los Angeles, California. You can go to DebashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com and click on the Sabotage link for all the details. Without further ado, let me introduce my guest, Ruby Reyes.
Hey.
How's it going?
Woo!
Well, before we get underway and we talk about yourself and talk about the big event, since you're the first-time guest on DeBossi's Radio Takedown, I'm going to spin the wheel, and I've got to ask you an icebreaker question. Are you down with that?
On it. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to spin it right now, just like the Price is Right. Okay, let me open this up. Okay. All right. The icebreaker question. The question is, who would win in a race, the Flash or Speedy Gonzalez, and why?
I think I'm going to go with the Flash.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going with the Flash. I'm going to guess the Flash because Peter probably had a little too much Mexican food. I mean, he eats that Mexican food, so it has all manteca, lard, and everything in it. So that's probably going to slow him a little bit down. I've never seen the Crash around Mexican food. I mean, the Crash. The Flash around Mexican food. So I'm going to guess the Flash.
Okay. Well, that's a legit answer. Okay, sounds good. Well, instead of a normal interview, why don't you just tell all the listeners about yourself before we get into the big event on February 18th, Sabotage Wrestling, Hey Ladies. So what would you like the listeners to know about Ruby Ray's?
My name is Rays. I am born and raised in Southern California. I spent 5 years on the road as a manager, learning everything under Tyler Bateman and getting help from people along the way, such as E-Boy, Chris Evans, basically anybody that would help me out along the way. So I did that for 5 years before I became a professional wrestler, before I went to training at Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy here in Southern California. I am one of now 3 females that have gone through Santino Brothers and actually made it out on the other side, because it is the elite pro wrestling school in Southern California. It's very rough. It's very hard. It's not for the weak of mind or body. So I've been wrestling for 3 years now. In the business for a total of 8 years. I am known as the equal opportunity ass kicker, and that is because of the men that I have taken on in the ring. In 2015, I probably wrestled more guys than I did girls, and I didn't step down. I wrestled people from the likes of BC Killer, who is a very, very big deathmatch wrestler out here, to Tito Escondido, to Willie Mack. I have been one of 2 females that have been given a shot at the alternative wrestling show's flagship championship, so the heavyweight championship for the company. I am Premier's very first female champion. I am Big Time Wrestling's very first female champion, and if you know about Big Time Wrestling, it might be because that's the school that put out Bayley. They are the promotion that put out WWE's Bayley. 2014 Luna Vachon Lunacy Cup winner. I am apparently pretty good at doing tournaments, and that's good for Sabotage, and that's good for me because Sabotage is having a tournament. And, they're looking to crown their first female champion. And I happen to be a lot of places' first female champion.
Oh, nice. Now, let's go back a little bit. What made you want to go from manager into professional, being a wrestler?
I've always had aspirations to be a wrestler since I was a kid. Since I was a little wee raised growing up, it just so happened that I was at a lot of wrestling shows because I was doing wrestling photography. I was out of art school, and out of art school, I was doing wrestling photography. And I was at enough shows that people got to know me, and a promoter out here, Gary Yap, asked me if I would be willing to valet for trios of gentlemen, Tyler Bateman, Funny Bone, and Drago, who is now known as Simon Gotch from WWE. So I managed them, or I valeted them, I should say. And then when the trio started disbanding, I stayed with Tyler Bateman, and I took on a more managerial position and more serious position. And from there, I always kind of wanted, like I said, I always wanted to wrestle. But at some given point, I started being called out to more matches as a manager, and I figured I needed to get more serious with my training. And so I did. And so I went to Santino Brothers. And my real, honestly, the big goal that I wanted to do was to help female wrestling in Southern California and help, basically help the scene out here for female wrestlers to, you know, show that we could do good out here, because you always hear about the East Coast wrestlers. You don't really hear too much about the West Coast wrestlers. So that was my goal, that come out here and try to help out, be it as, you know, helping out to help ladies grow or help myself, you know, just help get us out there, help get us be seen.
Nice, nice. Do you feel that the art of managing is lost, and do you think he'll make a comeback, say, like in a WWE or, you know, a bigger stage than the independent scene? Do you think there's a need for managers?
There's always a need for managers. Let me address the question first of all. Is the art of managing lost? Absolutely. It absolutely is, because I feel, and I'm sure a lot of wrestlers that are old-timer wrestlers feel this way about wrestling, but I feel like just about anybody could go walk in and say, like, hey, I want to be a manager, and without even having done any training or any sorts of anything, walk in and just, you know, be like, hey, I'm a manager now. Let me talk for this guy and let me do this. And
or I'm
going to
do my buddy
a
favor and he can manage me or manage one of my guys or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a shame. It's a shame because I speak passionately when I speak about being a manager, because I did it for 5 years and I took the hard way in, and I took a long way in, and I took, you know, very, very crappy pay, sometimes no pay to get to do what I was doing, but it was all learning, and it was me shutting up. It was me listening to everybody around me, and it was me doing a ton of learning just about the business, about being a manager, about being a valet, because there are distinctions between managers and valets, and they're, you know, everything. And it's just, I feel like I see a lot of people that are just like, I'm going to go do this now. They, you know, don't know left or right. They don't know what the F a manager is really supposed to be. And if I ask them, and I have asked people before, what is your main job as a manager? They don't know what it is. And so I think
well,
it's sad.
Now, how do you feel when, you know, when fans or smart marks use insider terms, or better yet, When a fan or someone comes up to you, oh, do you do that fake stuff? I hate that word fake, because, you know, you can't fake gravity. I mean, wrestling is far from fake. What's your outtake on that?
All the times when I hear, like, people using wrestling terms, you know, whatever. Obviously, you've been on the internet and you've seen people write about it, or I swear there's, I want to say there's a wiki page that actually has like terms that wrestlers use and stuff on it. So that's all right. Cool. You're cool enough to go look on the internet, or you're cool enough to listen to some wrestlers, you know, you guys are putting this stuff on the internet, which you really shouldn't. But, you know, when people tell me that when someone says that wrestling's fake or, you know, something, someone's like, oh, you know, that's fake. probably take the wrong approach sometimes. And I'll ask them, do you want me to hit you and let's see how fake it feels? You know, these bruises on my body definitely aren't fake. Those stitches that I had in my elbow until recently definitely aren't fake. The broken bones aren't fake. There's, you know,
right.
what you watch the words that you use, and not even just around wrestlers in real life. Be careful of what you say and how you say things. I saw recently, I was in Arizona, and it was me and Ray Lynn, and we were walking through a casino getting ready to do a show. We stopped by somewhere to grab some snacks, and someone said to her, "Oh, you guys going to do the rest of all that? That's that fake stuff, right?" And she just puts her hand, she literally slams her hand down on the counter, and she's like, "I have a metal plate in my hand. Want to tell me how fake this metal plate is? This hurts. When I go up there, it hurts. Tell me that it's fake." And I was just like, "Oh, great. This lady's going to spit in my Diet Coke. Thanks, Ray Lynn." But,
yeah.
You know, it's very brash. I think you need to really watch what you say to people. And I get it. You know, some people don't get it. But here's something I will say. You remember GLOW? You remember Chainsaw? You remember the Heavy Metal Sisters?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, I already know where you're going to go with that. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do remember.
Apparently, someone called her crazy or something of the like while she was walking through a parking lot. And she saw them at the show, and she came up to them because she has a legit chainsaw at the show, and she says to them, "You better be watch who you're calling crazy, because you never know who's going to show up in your front yard."
Oh, wow.
Watch how you talk to people, and I would say especially watch how you talk to wrestlers, because I have to think that, you know, being a wrestler, we're at least a little bit off kilter, off our cannon a little bit, so watch what you say sometime, maybe,
you know? You know, it really irks me. I'm not going to say no names, but there's a couple times I was watching Raw, and someone would come up to me and go, "Oh, that's so fake, that's so fake." But then again, they get pissed off at the screen. Like, do you remember that angle when Flair's daughter fired him on Raw, fired Ric Flair, Scarlett Flair?
Oh, yeah.
Or Charlotte Flair, excuse me. So she saw that, and then 2 weeks later, she goes, "Oh, look at that fake stuff." And then she goes, "I can't believe she fired her dad. I hope she gets her ass beat in the ring." And I'm thinking, you know, sometimes the people say wrestling's fake. They're like the biggest marks. It cracks me up. But I don't know. Anyways, don't even get me started on that stuff. But.
No, I think I had this discussion. I had this discussion with someone where, you know, people want to complain that it's fake and people want to, but then there's, you know, "Oh, it's fake. Oh, my God, this is so fake. You know, it's totally." And then they're the same people that turn around and say, "Oh, my God, I can't believe that person didn't win WrestleKingdom. What is going on? Like, they are the best person. They are the best person out there. How did they not win?" It's like, really?
Now, how do you feel the ladies wrestling's coming along? I think it's changed since the Attitude Era, when like on TV they pretty much showed just TNA and lingerie models, and now they got some good workers in there. Do you think the ladies wrestling scene is gonna, you know, grow bigger and bigger?
Oh, of course. I just wrote an article about the wrap up for 2016 Southern California Women's Wrestling, and I definitely attribute to the changes in independent wrestling and, you know, being as part of a cause and effect from the WWE, because WWE, as much as you like to say it or not, does help set trends for the rest of the, you know, United States and other places as well. And while we could say that women's wrestling was starting to excel on the independents, it didn't start really excelling more, I feel, until you see them pushing it better in the WWE. And obviously the WWE, in my opinion, took from independents. They saw that in the indies that women were doing better and women were getting better shots and women, you know, were doing these things and their wrestling style was changing, and so they picked up on it. Now it just happens they're putting it on a larger platform. So those, maybe the other indies that weren't echoing the call of what was going on, are now seeing that, and now they're giving women a better shot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Are you down to read some emails? I got some listeners that had sent me some emails. And you down to answer some?
Of course.
All right. Let me play my little mail jingle right now, right here. I don't know. I'm proud of my little sound effects.
You've got mail. 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 You've got mail. Mail. You've got mail.
Yeah, I'm kind of dragging tonight, but anyways, I had to play that. But well, before we get into the emails, I just want to say, don't forget every Thursday chatting with the Chief. Chief had a Kula Kula. You could hear it live on 88.3 KWIS, 3 to 4 p.m. drive time. And right after it airs on the radio, you can listen to it on Debashi's Radio Takedown Network.com. As well with Thunder Rosa and our show on Sundays, Love Lock, and then every Friday, Debashi's Radio Takedown. You can get all of our contacts, links, and merchandise on Debashi Radio Takedown Network.com. All right, for emails, your first one is from Donald from Mount Airy, North Carolina. It says, Ruby Ray, who inspires you in the wrestling business?
Who inspires me in the wrestling business? There are the people that probably inspire me most in the wrestling business are probably people that you haven't heard of. They're the people that are around me the most here in Southern California. They are a group of guys that I will always turn to when it comes to for advice. One of them, Pretty Peter Avalon, who was also on TNA as Norv Fernum, Tito Escondido, Che Cabrera, Tyler Bateman. Really, they were they're like the group of guys that I really look up to, and they're very local outside of this area though. Luke Hawks out of Louisiana is someone that helps inspire me, that actually he really inspires me a lot. And additionally, there was a lady that I met this last summer. I'm sure you've heard of her, Soraya Knight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had the pleasure of meeting her over the summer and getting to have like a long discussion with her, and she is completely inspiring, and she essentially is everything that I would hope to grow up to be in this business. She's smart. She's sassy. She'll kick your head off. She's just very intelligent. She's a really good wrestler. She's a very smart wrestler, and she's a smart businesswoman. So I'd have to say outside of this area, you know, if it's not Luke Hawks, then it's going to be Soraya Knight. Oh, my
nice.
God. Also, Kennedy Brink. You guys know who Kennedy Brink is, don't you?
What's that? You're breaking up. What was that again?
I said also, there's also a lady that I got to meet as well that also really inspires me, and I can't believe that she slipped. Her name is Kennedy Brink, and she is a wrestler out on the East Coast who I got to meet when we tagged together at Love Tech Sports in Louisiana, and she is such an amazing girl, that woman. She's inspiration. She is a workhorse. She has a hustler, and she's out there, and she's doing the damn thing. She was just on NXT, but otherwise than that, she is very, very, I don't even know how to describe it, a hustler. Like, that's the biggest thing I think is she's a hustler. She's a workhorse. She's out there, and she's doing it, and she's in the gym, and she's at the trainings, and she's getting her name out there, and she has transformed so much from the time I met her, and she's an amazing inspiration as well.
That's awesome. Is there anyone that you met while you're in the business that you just had, like, an awe moment?
Define awe moment. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm standing in front of you right now talking to you type of moment?
Yeah, pretty much something like that. Like a little Mark moment. Like,
Teddy Hart. Sorry. strike that, reverse it. Though Teddy Hart was one, I got to train with him a couple times.
Did he have his cats with him?
He didn't. He actually didn't. He didn't bring him to train. But he's actually really, he's inspiring. But my mark out moment was Teddy Long. Sorry, Teddy Hart.
Oh, really? It was Teddy Long.
Yeah, Teddy Long, because he is actually the GM currently at Wildcat Sports in Louisiana. And the first time I got to meet him, I was just like, oh, dang, what a player. But, you know, it was really, really, that was kind of my mark out moment. Especially my mark out moment was this. Like, I met him when I was there once, and he watched my match, and he gave me critiques. And the next time I went back there, and he was there again, and he watched my match. And when I came back from the back, he shook my hand and basically told me everything that he ever said about me that I fixed and whatever I've been doing to keep doing it and, like, play on, play it. And I was like, oh, dang. Okay, that's my mark out moment.
That's awesome. Wow. Right. I remember back in the day watching him. I was real young. I watched him when he was a referee in Georgia Championship Wrestling. He had his long Jerry curl. If you haven't seen that, you got to look it up on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
I would definitely see Teddy Long, and then also being like, there's people that I've met that it's just an amazing honor to be in a locker room with them, such as the Million Dollar Man. Such, you know,
nice.
How could you not be excited about that? Such as ODB, how could you not be excited to be on a show with her?
Right.
There's been so many
absolutely.
People, but I got to say, the least mark out was Teddy Long. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, we got another one from Sarah from Oakland, California. And it says, what are your biggest professional wrestling pet peeves?
People who stink.
People who what?
I mean physically. People who stink. You smell, like smell, physically smell. I've got to say, like, that is absolutely the worst. There's nothing
and
more horrendous than
the sweaty ring gear.
Exactly. Just to wash your gear, wash your body. I don't like being put in a headlock and not being able to breathe because there's a big sump under there. You know, it's not cool. I don't like smelly bodies. I don't like, no. Deodorant, pass.
What part of California are you from?
SoCal. I'm right above LA.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask. How do you feel? I was going to ask you how you feel about Oakland Raiders going to Las Vegas, but that's all right. You got two teams down there towards LA now.
Yeah.
You
have
football?
Yeah, but I'm not a Raiders fan. Like, Raiders could go wherever, and I don't care. My team did absolutely horrendous this year. I am a 49ers fan, but, you know, at least I'm not one of those people that are going to jump on and off a bandwagon depending on if they win or not.
Mine's been Seattle Seahawks. I've been with them through the thick and thin. So mine's the Hawks. But
see? You know. You stick with your team.
Yeah, I know. All right, we got another one. Speaking of Seattle, Tom from Seattle, Washington. Do you watch any professional wrestling on TV? And if so, what do you watch?
So the professional wrestling that is on TV, sometimes I catch WWE, not often, because I just don't seem to catch WWE that often. I watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood because I'm on it and because my friends are on it. I'd say this is more like web-based. Like, I watch Progress. And that's off the internet. I watch, of course, you know, who doesn't watch the Wrestle Kingdoms?
Right.
Usually, like, the most of what I watch is Progress on Demand, which is online,
and I'll watch like the network. I'll watch the WWE network. I won't watch it on TV like when it's on, but I'll watch the network.
Okay.
But Progress on Demand. If you guys aren't watching it, you should be watching it. Do you watch it, Progress on Demand?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't yet. I hate to say that. I've just been so busy. I barely watch football on TV. I will watch the network, try to catch some of the older stuff but from back in the day. But, yeah. Let's see. We have another email here. Oh, okay. Here's one. You might like this one. Donovan from Puerto Rico. He goes, are you single? And would you date a crazy Puerto Rican like me? Because I'm really crazy.
How crazy am I talking? Like that? I'm a little crazy myself, so I can't have, you know, someone that's too crazy out there. You know, that's just going to explode.
Right, yeah, you need the yin for the yang, you know.
I need a little someone to help calm me down. I think a crazy Puerto Rican. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Donovan.
If we're as crazy as I am, I need someone to help, you know, make me maybe not fight that person on the street that I'm trying to fight, because that happened.
That's hilarious, right on. All right. Who was it? Okay, Kim Doolings from Vancouver, BC. How is the camaraderie amongst the women wrestlers? Is there a lot of jealousy?
I'm going to speak specifically from a California standpoint, because while I have wrestled out in like Ohio and Louisiana and stuff like that, I know the girls in California better. So how is the camaraderie amongst California women? And is there, what was the second part of the question?
I just said, how's the camaraderie and is there a lot of jealousy?
I don't know if I'd call it jealousy per se. I think there is some camaraderie. I'm sure there's some jealousy. I don't know specifically, like no instances come to mind. For me and myself, having only been wrestling for 3 years, at the beginning of my second year in, I realized that I prefer to be around people that are very positive. In the sense that if someone's going out and doing something, just be happy for them and be happy that they're getting out there. Because here's the thing, and this was told to me by Lillian Garcia. I'm sure you know the name.
Lillian. Wonderful voice.
Yes. A wonderful voice, amazing lady. But it was that once someone goes out and does something better than you, it's easier for them to help you up with them. And if I go out and I do something better than what other people are doing, it's easier for me to help others up with me. I thought that was a really amazing sentiment. And I only choose to be around people that are like that. And that's not to say that I can't choose who I'm going to wrestle. I can't choose, you know, where I'm going a lot of the time, but I can choose who I want to be around to have influence me. Does that make sense?
Oh, excellent sense. That makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah. In other words, if I'm around you and you're just spatting off a bunch of drama, I'll probably just nod my head, but not really listen to you. And, you know, when it comes time for someone, you know, me to have to suggest someone for somewhere, you know, maybe you might not be the person. I have really
interested in being around people that are, they don't have to be the best wrestler, they don't have to be the best manager, they don't have to be the best at anything, but so long as, you know, you're trying to do good, and if you're trying to be good, and you just want to, you know, try hard, then, oh yeah, man, let's do it. You know, like Jake Younger always said, man, you know Jake Younger is, he's a wrestler. This is what he always say is, man, it's a really good day to wrestle. It's a good day, and you keep smiling, man, I'll just keep smiling right back at you. And, man, that stuff is great. I love that sort of thing. I love people like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, here's another one. Got a couple more here. This is from Chris Solid from Juneau, Alaska. What is your favorite seafood?
Shrimp. I love shrimp. I absolutely love shrimp. Let's go eat shrimp. Oh, no. Chris, let's go eat shrimp.
Ooh, shrimp sounds good. Yeah. Shrimp, I like halibut, too. Halibut. Shrimp and halibut. Yeah.
Halibut's
crap.
Pretty
like
good, I'm about that shrimp. I'm that shrimp life. I'm on that shrimp life.
You like the big jumbo shrimp or the small little tiny shrimp?
You name
or all shrimp?
All shrimp.
Yeah,
sauteed shrimp. What is it? Shrimp gumbo, sauteed shrimp, fried shrimp.
Hey, if they make a Forrest Gump too, they got to have you on there now.
Yes, let's do it.
That's awesome. All right, last email. This is Pam from Australia. If you ever had a chance to main event at a WrestleMania, who would you like your opponent to be and why?
Ooh, WrestleManias would never do intergender matches, so that means no males. I'm going to choose a girl. I probably should choose someone off the WWE roster. I'm going to go with a woman who I absolutely admired her work and watched her work for many, many, many years before she made it up to the WWE, and Asuka, or as I remember for her from the indie days, Hana, Asuka. I would really love to wrestle her.
Nice. That'd be awesome. Okay, well, if they would let you wrestle a man, who would you wrestle?
I think from the current roster, that would either have to be Zayn or Nakamura.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nakamura.
Cool. I'd buy a ticket to watch that.
I want to lean more towards Nakamura, but Zayn is also up there too.
Nice. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the big event coming up in Sabotage Wrestling, February 18th, 926 Cleella Avenue, Los Angeles, California, and there's a big tournament there to crown the first Sabotage Ladies Champion, and do you know who your first opponent going to be, and who do you think's your toughest match going to be in the tournament?
Yes. So for the first round, I'm sure you know the tournament format, right?
Yes.
So first round, it is first and second rounds are tag team matches. My tag team partner for this is none other than Raylan. She is from the East Coast, and she is a new transplant to California. We will be squaring off against, Kimmy Shellhammer and Sage Thin in round one. And I am predicting that we whoop their asses. That's what I'm predicting, because me and Raylan have met each other, and we got along absolutely beautifully. And since then, and that was only back at the end of November, since then we've trained together. Since then we've bonded. We've spent New Year's Eve together. We spent my birthday just talking to each other. We have
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Happy birthday. I'm sorry.
Thank you. But basically, we've done everything that we can, and we're still working on it to make sure that we whoop some ass in this tournament. That we're going to take out Sage and or Kimmy and make sure we get on at least to round two.
Well, now for the listeners that's not familiar, you want to explain the tournament format? It's pretty unique.
Absolutely. So round one in the tournament, everybody was partner up with someone, and it was either someone who basically it was almost like a lottery. They put a bunch of people together, and they had people vote on who your favorites were and things of the sort. And what happened was is we were given tag team partners who we may or may not have known. So in this instance, and for round one, it's very interesting because I have tagged with Sage Sin a lot here in Southern California, but we were broken up and we were put on different teams. So now I will be going against Sage in round one, along with my partner, Raylan, against a woman who I've never wrestled, Kimmy Shellhammer. But Raylan has wrestled Kimmy Shellhammer up in NorCal. So everybody in round one, we all do tag team matches. Out of that, whoever the tag teams that are win their matches advance to round two as a tag team. Round two is also tag team matches again. After that, there will be two tag teams left, a total of four women. The third round is a fatal four. I don't know if it's a fatal four-way or an elimination four-way, but mm-hmm. the last round is definitely a four-way match. So whoever was your partner before, if you make it to the finals, you basically they're your competition in the finals. So,
nice. So
yeah.
What's your prediction? What's your prediction? Ruby Ray's come out on top?
I predict that me and Raylan will make it to the finals because we are really getting ourselves together and we are in sync. I predict we make it to the finals for our side of the bracket. On the other side of the bracket, I don't know. I'm kind of looking at Buggy and Delilah Doom making it to the finals. Maybe. They're looking like they that might be a good combo. But definitely me and Raylan to the finals. And, you know, people were saying we have to turn against each other. If you make it to the finals, it's not a matter of turning against each other. We are evolved. We are beyond that. It'll be sporting after that. But I definitely say look for us there. Look for us in the finals. And if any of the other girls are listening, Sage, Kimmy, Holiday, Heather, Desi, Delilah, Buggy, any of y'all that are listening, I'm telling you right now, we will plow through you. We're going to make it there. We will find a way to make it to the finals.
Now, I hope we don't have any heat because my co-host from Lovelock on Sunday, she's going to be in the tournament, Thunder Rosa.
She is not in the tournament.
Oh, she is not in the tournament. Oh,
absolutely
I
not.
Stand corrected.
Everything that I've seen is she is actually having a match against a former, I don't know what you call it, former companion, former teammate. She is wrestling a guy by the name of Scoot.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Shoot, I talked to her all the time. I didn't even ask if she was in the tournament or not. Matter of fact, I might be up there on the 18th or down there on the 18th to check the tournament out. So, yeah. So I'll be cheering for Ruby Ray's.
I know. No. It's going to happen. You'll see. Once I get out there, whether you're cheering me or not, once I get out there, you will be.
Nice. Well, any word you want to give your opponents from Sabotage Wrestling at the Hey Ladies event on February 18th in L.A., any words you want to give them before we get off that subject?
Oh, of course. I'm looking at you, Mariah, Samara,
Alley Cat, Delilah, Shotzi, Maserati, Kimmy, Caitlin, Sage, Buggy, Heather, Desi, Violet, Holodead. I know exactly who each and every one of you are, and believe me when I say I'm watching tape of you. Me and Ray Lynn will find your weaknesses, and we're coming. We're coming for all y'all. You can best believe that.
Yep, that sounds like a shoot to me.
Oh, it's a shoot. I'm watching tape on all of them. We are ready. We are ready.
Did you hear that shotgun?
Exactly. I heard it.
My thing on here on the PC just running a little behind. My sound effects isn't like, how would I say, fast like it usually is. But anyways, well, before we go, would you like to play a little word association?
Yeah, I like word association. Let's do it.
All right. Let me give out this plug real quick. Don't forget every Thursday, Chatting with the Chief out of Kula Kula. You can hear it live on 88.3 KWIS Radio 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time from Spokane, Washington. And right after that, it airs on the radio. You can listen to it on DebashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. You can get our other shows, Love Lock, with yours truly, Thunder Rosa, as we answer your dating and relationship questions. Okay, sound effect. Come on, sound effect. This week, topic's going to be toys. And then every Friday is Debashi's Radio Takedown. So, anyways, got that out of the way. Word association. And no, I don't got no sound bite for that. I'm sorry. But are you ready? I got 10 words for you.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. The first one, arroz con pollo.
Are we saying yummy?
Okay. Donald Trump.
Dummy.
Sabotage wrestling.
Dope.
All right, peanut butter.
And jelly time. Sorry, and jelly.
my son. Side note. He was showing some cartoon. It was like peanut butter and jelly time. I think something like that. I don't know. But it stuck in my head forever. I have to look it up.
Peanut butter and jelly time.
Oh, you know that, huh? Now
yeah.
I'm hungry for peanut butter. All right. Okay, next one. Jellyfish.
I'm sorry, what?
Jellyfish.
Ouch. Pee on me?
NXT.
Revolutionary.
All right, Alberto Del Rio.
Jesus Rodriguez.
All right, Cobra Moon.
Thunder Rosa.
All right, Thunder Rosa.
Or is that the next one?
That's the next one.
Okay. I thought you were just repeating what I said. Okay, a hustler, actually, hustler.
All right. Okay.
She hustles now. She's out there doing the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's what you got to do, you know, especially when you're an independent wrestler.
Exactly.
Okay, and the last question, or the last word, ice cream.
Killer Clown from Outer Space, because in space, no one can hear you scream.
All right. Well, shoot. Okay, well, you have any last words you want to plug or shout out? And this forum is yours. do what you got to do, pimp out your stuff and merchandise?
You could definitely find anything about me on www.razorpops.com. Wow. Calm. Wow. Wow. I said that. razerpops.com. Razorpops.com. All my social media. Look at the name Razorpops. If you want to see me in action in Southern California, we have coming up, aside from Sabotage, on January 27th, there is Rise Wrestling, January 28th, alternative wrestling show. You can catch me on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood on the TVs. Just look for me out there. I'll be coming to the East Coast this year, so make sure you guys, look up Razor Pops. You'll find me all around everywhere. So follow me. Follow my social media. Buy my pictures. I don't know. Come by. Say hi. Give me a high five.
Awesome. Maybe. Awesome. Well, awesome. Well, hopefully we'll have you on after Sabotage Hey Ladies event on the 18th, and we'll have the new Sabotage champion right here on Debashi's Radio Takedown.
Let's do it. Let's have it. Let's do it.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure. You're always welcome on here. And I want to say thank you and keep up the good work. And until next week, ring the bell.
Ding, 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 ding. That's all, folks.
Dobashi's Radio Takedown is a Seisaha Dynamite production. Do you know what's not $9.99 and absolutely free?
Dobashi
Radio Takedown Network!
Dobashi Radio Takedown Network.com.
Okay, do it again. Say Dobashi Radio Takedown Network.com.
You do it.
No, do it one more time.
You do it.
I just did. Now you do it again.
No.
SasquatchProWrestling.com.
Baby, you got a better goal. Yo, mama, tell me how you feel. It's real quick. Next month, I want to see you cry. I never seen someone like you before in my life. If you with me, that's how I'm sweet. Special. Baby, I got none. Nothing, I show you my secret, unforgettable. I feel how you feel, baby, my fire. Make me feel happy when you're around. Where were you tonight? I need you around. I feel when you're around.
How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for real. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for real.
It's special. Baby girl, when you see your heart, so green, it can be the world stronger. Yellow, I love anything you did. I'm speeding in love. If you wanna take me, I got something for you, you can feel. Let's go. I'm fine, you will sing and need it. You need to see, you will feel. You're next to me. Come, I make promise. I will keep my promise. I can only think about your beautiful smile. I know you cannot bend your feel. It's just too much to say. I know how or why your feel.
How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you.
I know how or why your feel are so strong. We look. look me in my eyes and say, you want me to? Feel? Then I want you to know, I'll wait here for you. I'll treat you how you want to be treated all your life. You treat me out. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want me. How you want me? I just between me and you. Everything, I gave it to you. So true. No lies. Honesty. I never leave. When you need me, love is
how you want me to. How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you. How you want me to? How do you feel? Love for you.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Your time to get health insurance is running out, but Ambetter from Coordinated Care has you covered.
The last day to sign up for a health insurance plan is January 31st, so you need to sign up for Ambetter from Coordinated Care today.
Ambetter from Coordinated Care offers better coverage at a better price. Sign up now.
Call 1-844-WA-BETTER today. That's 1-844-WA-BETTER.
This is a solicitation for insurance.